Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. Are you ready, Sarah? Oh my gosh.
I feel like we are about to be seen by the internet right now.
We're diving into our most embarrassing stories. And we also put up a little question box, an anonymous box on Instagram. Our handle is at Sundays Pod. So if you're not following us, make sure you do.
Follow along.
Yes. But we got some responses there. And then we got a text from one of our girlfriends. So we're just going to discuss and share. But I'm excited. Should be some good giggles.
I think so. So how do we do this, Steph? Do you want to start with yours or should we start with one of the listeners? I have the Google response sheet open, so we can do it either way.
Let's start with one of the listeners.
Okay. This was the very first response that came in. It says, I peed on myself while rushing. Wait, Steph, did we say that we're sharing embarrassing stories? Because I feel like I've just like literally blanked out.
Yes. No, I said it. Oh, okay. You say you peed on yourself.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm already so nervous sharing this on the internet that I'm like barely even listening to what you're saying right now.
It's okay. Worse things have been shared on the internet, I assure you.
Yes. We are about to spill the tea. Okay. So we're all going to talk about our embarrassing stories and have a little laugh together. Okay. So one of them says, I peed on myself while rushing, driving to a party. So when I arrived, I pretended to fall in the sprinklers that were going off. I thought that was like pretty good. That was like really fast thinking.
Oh my gosh.
And the sprinklers were going off. Come on. I mean,
that was God. Is
like, that's God, but also some really quick thinking. I would not be thinking that. I feel like I would be just like, I'm just about to turn around and go home because I've just soiled myself.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Honestly, this has happened to me a couple of times and blame it on the fact that I've had three kids. This wasn't even going to be one of my embarrassing stories, but it's happened to me a couple of times now. And
that you have peed on yourself?
Yes, Sarah.
Oh
like,
my God.
I there feel was like one I time. Feel-
You're like, yes.
I like, wow. Yeah. But there was one time we were headed to the airport. We were about to fly somewhere. And I had to go so bad. And I made it to Dallas Love Field. But like, I don't know if you've ever like had to go so bad that your whole body is clenched.
No, that's usually Rami.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was me in this instance. And like, I literally was just like, I reached a point where I could not clench anything else in my body.
Oh my God. I just
peed all over my leather seats and my kids are looking. I'm like trying to potty train my kids and I'm freaking peeing.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
And so thank God it was leather seats. But my sister, I forget why she was there, but she met us at the airport and I was like drying my seats. My pants are soaked. And she's like, what are you doing?
Oh my God. I feel like at least you were like in the car with your family and this didn't happen like in public where you're just standing there and you just start peeing on the floor or something. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been worse for sure. I don't want to sound like Greg Abbott. Oh my God. But yeah, no.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder if I should add that as a disclaimer when I sell my car eventually. These seats have been peed on.
By a mother of three, so then they will understand why.
Yeah, well, at that time, there was only two kids. Zoe wasn't even in the picture. This was years ago. So yeah, who knows what'll happen now if I have to go to the bathroom. I try not to cut it that close.
You've learned your lessons.
I have. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I love that you shared an extra story too, so that's good. I mean, I think it was like really quick thinking on this person's part, though, like props to them.
That is quick thinking. I just wonder, like, the urine smell, you know?
Yeah, maybe she just stood in the sprinklers for a long time. Who knows?
Well, I guess if you fall in the sprinkler, then you have to change. So maybe then you go into the bathroom, do a quick rinse off, borrow someone else's clothes. So I could see how this could work out.
Yeah, that was definitely God and some quick thinking.
Yes. The stars were aligned.
The stars were aligned. I've literally thought of like some of my most embarrassing stories, but like two just haunt me forever. Like every time I think about them, I cringe a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, let me just tell you what those stories are.
Please, I am dying.
Okay. Okay, so this is one of my stories. I was in college and I was a philosophy major in college, and I had this professor. I'm not going to name names because I don't want this to haunt me, like come back to me somehow. So anyways, I just had like the biggest crush on him, like major, okay? Like I would just go to his class and I would be like, talk nerdy to me. I was
such a
stan of this guy, okay? I was like, I can hear you talk forever. Like he was like the nerdiest looking man, and I was just like in love with his mind, okay? I was just, yeah. Anyways, so I decided that I would write my undergraduate thesis with him. Like there are some classes that you could take where it would be 4 credits, but you could still do like, it was kind of like a thesis based thing. So it was just like me and him studying like one book, and I would go to his office like after hours, and we would discuss like reading. Okay hold on, after class, not after hours. That sounds really wrong.
That's why I was like, ooh.
after class during office hours. So like, you know, I think he kind of knew I had a crush on him because that was probably really obvious, like being really stupid. And I remember like the first time I was talking to him at his office about, you know, like doing this like class up away from like everybody else and like him kind of just like a one-on-one thing. He was like, yeah, sure, that sounds great. And I was like, oh, amazing. And I wanted to say like, I would love to take this class with you. But in my, oh my God, my mouth, I just said, I would love to do it with you.
Oh my gosh.
And he got so awkward. He was like, ahem. And he was like, yeah, we should definitely continue talking about this class that we're going to do together. Because like the door was like wide open too. And I was like, holy shit, like just can the floor just open and swallow me whole, because I have literally died.
Oh my gosh.
It was like the most, I was humiliated. I'm like, why did those words come out of my mouth? And I think like just like his reaction made it like so much worse, because he was probably thinking I'm some kind of like groupie, and I was like, oh my God, how am I gonna face him again?
Did you have to face him again?
Yes, because I had to take that stupid class with him like one-on-one. But then again, of course, like I just try to keep it as professional after that. Like I was like, I need to be respectful. This is not the vibe.
You read the room and it was not giving. Yes.
No. I mean, he was so cute. I would tell you guys more about him, but I don't want to out him and his private life. But yeah, he was really sweet. He was a very kind guy, but I was like obsessed with him because I just thought he was so intelligent, and
you wanted to do it with him.
He was a philosophy professor. I did not want to do it with him, Steph. I just had a huge crush on him.
Your 40 and slip says otherwise.
I love it. I was dating Rami at the time, and I would tell Rami all about this guy. And then one time I even like took Rami to like a philosophy club dinner because I was like, oh my God, you have to see him.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah, those were the days.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, one of mine was I was traveling home from work. This was when I was working for Gucci, and I was flying home from New York. So New York to Dallas. And like for a while, for some reason, I don't know, like when I would get up in the air, and it was probably based on my diet, I've like cleaned up my diet a lot over the last year or so, but I would just get like terrible gas, like just stomach in knots, and I'm just like blowing up the place. But, you know, usually I would have a seat by myself. But this time, I was like flying next to this mom and this baby, and I could not stop farting, Sarah. Like I was like letting it rip. Like, and you've smelt my farts. So I had a moment in Canada.
Yes, I have smelled your farts.
They stink. Sometimes Jason will be like, you smell like you are dead. Like you are dying.
A you dead are cat. Rotten.
He's like, you smell rotten. So I'm like, I can't control it. Like I literally just like every 3 seconds, like one keeps slipping out and they're silent, but they stink. Like,
you know, there's a term for it. It's called silent but violent.
Yeah, silent but violent. Okay. And so this mom, she's like holding her baby. And at first, you know, it was fine. And then she just would kept picking up the baby and like smelling the baby's bottom because she thought the baby was like pooping.
Oh my.
And then I think she finally caught on, like, it's her. Like it's
oh my god,
I was mortified, but I couldn't get up and I couldn't stop farting, so it was just like I just kept my head down like I was working and I
felt so, oh my god, that's horrible. That lady probably has a lot to say about that flight.
I know, she probably tells the story a little different than I do. But
oh my god.
Yeah, that was a definitely, you know, a moment where I wish I could just get up, but it was an assigned seat. And yeah.
Ugh. You just have to keep doing it. Well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna read one of the listeners, okay? One of them says, one night I was out at the bar with friends and I just returned from a restroom waiting to order my drink with my girlfriend. A guy came up to me and said, excuse me, and my cocky self, this was back in my single years, just looked at him and said, no thanks, and he quickly responded, I was just coming to tell you that you have toilet paper hanging out of the back of your jeans. I was immediately humbled.
That will definitely humble you.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, that is so awkward.
Yeah, he's like, girl, I'm not trying to talk to you. That's not the vibe.
I'm just trying to be nice.
Right, I'm just trying to help you out.
Oh my gosh. But I mean, honestly, like, I feel like we've all done that. We've all done that to some guy at a bar.
Oh yeah, I mean, because like, leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Being cocky, you know, like she said, just no thanks. No thanks.
But I mean, actually, a lot of times people are actually coming to hang. Oh my god, what's the word?
Hit on you.
I've been married for so long.
You're right, we've both been married for so long. Like, what is it called?
I'm like, what is it called? Okay, this is too much, you guys. I don't know what we're
okay
we're
okay on. I have one more
today. Okay, tell me yours.
Okay, no, I'm gonna read one and then I'll share mine.
Oh, okay,
so I had to poop at this boy's house. And this is not my story, guys. I just want to make it clear. Because if I got to go, I'm going.
All the as body I've mentioned fluids. Before.
I had to poop at this boy's house, but I held it in because I didn't want to stink up his bathroom. So I held it and I left and I drove to my apartment, but I hit a bump on the way home and I peed all over myself.
Oh my god.
She said I had to call my best friend to bring me clothes down to the car and I had leather seats, so I was sitting in a puddle of pee. What's with all the pee today?
I don't understand. Like, I feel like there's like a lot of like bodily fluid embarrassing stories, which is like so interesting.
Yeah. I have a few more that I'm not even gonna dive into, like, but yeah.
One is enough for me.
One is enough. Just know I've been through some things.
Oh my goodness, you guys. Yeah, what is it? I want to take a poll and be like, how many women have like peed on themselves at some point?
I think that would be a great poll because I need to know I'm not alone.
I feel like I've like had a trickle, but it's not been like a full like soil situation.
I know, like, mine has been a full, like, my bladder was apparently extremely full and every drop of it has been
in my car.
Oh my
goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, that's horrific.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to go next or do you want me to go?
Oh, okay. I have one more and then we can share the last ones of ourselves. I have one more. Okay. So it says, I was rushing after a cycle class one morning. So after a quick shower and a line of people waiting to shower next, I pulled on my towel that was tossed over the shower curtain. And apparently I pulled too hard because the shower rod and towel came crashing down, leaving me standing there naked, soaking wet, face to face with all the other ladies I just did cycle with.
Hello, ladies.
Literally, it's just like, oops.
Oh, that's embarrassing. We just got to know each other on a deeper level.
That is definitely embarrassing. Oh my God, Steph, we should do a rating of how embarrassing that is on a 1 to 10. I think we should have done that with all of them. But we can start with this one.
Honestly, if someone saw me naked in a locker room and it was just all women, I don't think I would care. I mean, I would be embarrassed, but I wouldn't like...
The shower curtain comes crashing down with your towel.
Like, so obviously, ruined... I'm not putting on a show for you, ladies. This was an accident. No, but
But you ruined the shower for everybody else who was waiting to shower.
Oh, see, I missed that part. Yeah, that's problematic.
Yeah. I don't know. I would be mortified if that happened. That would be a 10 for me, for sure, on embarrassment. That is, yeah.
Yeah, I guess probably in the moment. Yeah, I would be embarrassed in the moment, but I don't think it would, like, haunt me the rest of the day, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it would definitely haunt me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure, like, people had, like, a good laugh at her expense.
Are you there?
I would definitely. What would you rate this? So what would you rate it out of 10? Can you hear me?
Yeah, for a second there, I thought you went away, but I hear you now fine.
Oh.
I would give that a 7.
Okay. What about your, okay, your fart on the plane story? I would give that a 7.
Yeah.
What other stories were there? Oh, yeah, my professor story.
That's definitely an 8 or a 9 for me. That's up there.
Yeah, same. It's definitely up there too. It's so inappropriate because he's married too. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, and then peed on myself and then with the sprinklers. I would rate that like a 5 because I feel like nobody would have known that she peed on herself other than herself that she did it, you know?
Yeah.
She disguised it with the water.
That's true. Okay.
Okay. Moving on. Okay, I'll tell you my last story and then you can finish off with yours.
Okay.
Okay. So again, in my college days, because Kalatsara was a little bit messy, okay? I decided that we would... Okay, so we were going to go to a Black Eyed Peas concert that had just come to the rodeo at. I had been looking forward to this concert for months, okay? I was like, oh my God, Black Eyed Peas, it's gonna be the best, blah, blah, blah. So the day finally comes and I'm like, okay, we're gonna go have some margaritas and then we're gonna go to the rodeo. So I wrangle up all my friends and we go to this place that serves Everclear margaritas.
Everclear?
I feel like every time we went to that restaurant, we would just be like trashed out of our minds, okay?
It was
just
glorious?
No, it was something else and it closed down. It was in Midtown Houston. Now I cannot remember, okay. But they were like, if anybody's from Houston, back in the day, there was this restaurant in Midtown that served blue margaritas. And those margaritas, you guys.
I mean, anything deadly. With Everclear is definitely deadly. Jeez.
I mean, okay, this is just like my insinuation that it was Everclear because, oh my God, that thing would like fuck you up. Okay. Anyways. Like, yes, like at that point we used to drink a lot, so I was like, you know what, it's fine. I mean, and we all like had like one pitcher, so it wasn't like that bad, okay? Like I was fine, we were having fun, we already had a buzz going, and then at that point I lived like close to like the restaurant, and I was like, okay, let me just go home and go pee and then we'll go to the rodeo. So we go home and I pee and then I'm like, you know what? I'm not feeling as drunk. So I'm going to take a shot of whiskey.
Oh my God.
Before I step in the car.
To drive?
Back Hold on.
Okay.
No, somebody else is driving.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know what, whatever. I'm just going to have another quick shot of whiskey. And I was the only one who took that shot because all of my friends had already used the bathroom. They were in the car. They were waiting for me.
Quick shot of whiskey.
Yeah, I take a shot of whiskey by myself. I go sit in the car in the back seat. I close the door. Blackout. I wake up in my bed the next day. I'm like, what the fuck happened last night?
Oh my
I call one of my friends. I'm still like in the dress that I was wearing to the Black Eyed Peas concert. I call one of my friends and she's like, dude. I'm like, I don't know if I want to know what the fuck happened last night, but you have to tell me because the only thing I remember is sitting in the car closing the door in my driveway. And she goes, you passed the fuck out by the time we got to the rodeo. And to the point that, like, you were literally a dead body and we had to carry your body from the car park inside the rodeo to the concert.
Oh my god!
You were sleeping in the bleachers. You back down. You were basically a dead body.
Oh my god!
And we of course couldn't leave you there in the fucking car in the car park in the rodeo, so we had to take you everywhere with
us. Oh my gosh!
I don't think I have ever been that embarrassed in my entire life. And, like, it's so funny. So, like, my roommate at the time had, like, friends who went to the Black Eyed Peas concert. And we didn't know each other that way. Like, I didn't know the friends. And the friends came over. And they were like, oh, yeah. So there was this girl, like, passed out. And, like, the friends were, like, carrying her up and down the stairs. And I was like, holy shit, that was me. It was horrific. It was one of the worst things that I've ever done, I think. Like, of course, like, it didn't happen, like, purposefully, but oh my god, I felt bad for my friends. Like, those are true friends though. Like, they did that for me. I don't even know.
Oh my
god, I don't know. That's kind of crazy. Yeah,
that's hilarious. That reminds me of a time I was in Mexico and I was like having fun with my friends. We were like in the pool taking shots, having a great time. There was like a video of me spinning around in circles with two shots in my hands, just having a blast. And then like the next, we were supposed to go to dinner and I never made it to dinner, but I just woke up in my bed naked.
I had like just, you know, taken off my swimsuit, got in the bed. I was very much done for the day. There was no coming back from that situation. Like, there was no dinner for me that night. I just passed out, went to sleep.
And I was like, what happened? How did I get here? And my camera was set up and I wasn't doing anything crazy, but I just like had my camera for like photography purposes. So my friends like went to dinner, but they said they came and checked on me and my window was open. So they were like looking through the glass to just make sure I was there. The doors were locked and I was safe. But they said I was laying there naked and my camera was facing the bed and it looked like I was like maybe had just filmed OnlyFans or something. And I was like, I can assure you, I was too drunk for that. Oh my gosh.
What are you trying to do with that camera, Steph? That sounds really suspicious.
I didn't do anything. There was nothing there. But then also, like, I had this, like, hat. And I got my hat and I picked it up. And there was, like, all of this, like, stuff in it, like debris. And I asked my friends, I was like, I guess I just told them, I was like, there's all this stuff in my hat. And my friend was like, you don't remember being in the ocean? You don't remember fighting the seaweed? Like, we had to drag you.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh no, I don't remember that at all. So all the stuff that was in my hat that I'm like, what is this? That's so strange. It was from my seaweed battle from the following
I'm day. Dead. Oh my god.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
We've done some crazy things. We've done some crazy things when we're drunk.
I have definitely laid off the bottle.
Yeah, we don't drink like that anymore. No.
No. Honestly, like after my 6-week cleanse, I drank a little in Turks and then I'm back on it. Like I felt so good.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not cute anymore. We cannot be behaving this way.
I know. I say like anymore. Like this was literally, I want to say earlier this year. So.
Oh, hilarious. I'm about to go to, and I probably shouldn't say this too. We'll have this talk in like 2 weeks because I'm going to go to Vegas next weekend with some friends. So just pray for me, okay?
I'm going to pray for you and your liver.
No. I don't think I'm going to be that intense, but yeah, it's, yeah. Oh God. I've had some extremely funny stories and things happen to me in Vegas that have just been just literal debauchery. I feel like one time I got kicked out of a club in Vegas because I was too drunk. Actually, not a club, a pool party. And I was just standing there with like two huge X's outside next to the bouncer on my hands. And I'm like, please let me in.
Oh,
I need
my
to find
God.
My friends. And then my friends came out with one of my other friends on a fucking wheelchair. Because she had to be taken to the hospital because she drank so much.
Oh my gosh.
I'm standing there with two huge X's on my hands, just like, they wouldn't let me in.
So the X's basically mean keep out.
Yeah, they're like, drunk girl, keep out.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God. I was going to say, I don't think one of my friends is going to mind sharing this since I'm not going to be naming names, but like on the same day. So this is what happened. We went to Vegas in April and we were so excited for the pool parties because the pools had just opened. And we just went with like all of our bikinis and all of our summer clothes. And it was like absolutely freezing in Vegas. And we were like, you know what, whatever. We're just going to have some like whiskey for breakfast. And we're just going to go outside of the pool and just we'll warm up with the whiskey or the tequila or whatever. So we thought this was a great idea. This was a really long time ago. Okay, Steph. So we take some whiskey shots and we go outside. And, you know, it's cloudy and we're cold and we keep drinking to warm up, literally in quotations, warm up. In any case, eventually we did warm up because then we were just like partying. But like as soon as the sun comes out, everybody gets so excited. Everybody starts jumping into the pool. It's like a huge party. Basically, it's just, you know, like a Vegas pool party and everybody's happy and having fun. And then we decide we're just going to have like some tequila shots. We're just mixing everything. And one of my friends just like saw this guy and he kind of looked like Ryan Gosling. I'm not going to lie. He was a very good looking man. And he was like literally like chiseled like beyond belief. And I was like, oh my God, he's like the cutest man. She wouldn't stop like staring at him. And then I convinced her just to go talk to him because she was just like obsessed with this guy. So she finally like musters up the courage. At this point, we've been like drinking so heavily. She finally musters up the courage to go talk to him. And she literally says, hi. And he's like, hi, how are you? But he says it in a British accent. And she's so taken aback and shocked that this guy's so hot. And on top of that, he's British, that she fell into the pool backwards.
Oh my gosh.
Because she couldn't take it. She was like so shocked. And she gets out and he's like, are you okay? And she's like, just leave me alone.
Oh my gosh.
So embarrassing. She like fell backwards as soon as he said hi.
Oh my. Just like envisioning it.
Oh my God. Yeah, some crazy stories.
So I guess she never got the digits.
No. She was mortified. She was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Oh, well, that could have been her guy. That could have been the one.
No. She's happily married now. She has a baby.
Oh, good. Okay. Not the one.
He was not the guy. He was a fuck boy for sure.
Okay.
You could tell stuff.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Have you already shared your last story?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we got some good stuff. I'll save mine because it's more of like a, like the craziest thing you've done with your spouse.
Oh, okay.
I'll save that. But I feel like we've got some good content here.
We've got some good content, you guys. Okay, let's rate those stories and then we can end it. So my Black Eyed Peas debacle.
Oh my God, that's a 12. That's
I would say it's 100. Okay. Like, if somebody has a more humiliating story than that, please let me know.
I mean, I just honestly thinking about them dragging your body around.
Yeah, they had to carry my body around like a corpse.
That's actually really funny.
Oh my God, that was not the vibe.
You live, you learn.
Yeah, and thankfully I have some good friends who did that for me, but oh my God. All right. Is that it? I feel like I'm like wheezing because I've been laughing so hard.
Yeah, I definitely got an ab workout today.
I love it. I think we need to do episode 2 of Embarrassing Moments.
Yes, we'll definitely come back to this because there's some good ones.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, well, okay. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening. And be sure to follow our podcast on Instagram. @SundaysPod is our handle.
Yes, and please rate and review if you haven't. It really will help us out a lot.
Yes. All right. Well, until next time.
Until next time. See you guys soon.
Woo! Talk to you next Sunday.